Ramadan, the month of opportunities. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Salam and welcome to the program. Social relations cannot be reinforced except through honesty and truthfulness. Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, says that the faith of believers depends on the health of heart, and the health of heart depends on honesty and truthfulness. The commander of the faithful and the leader of the pious, Imam Ali, peace upon him, says that truthfulness is one of the signs of faith. Real honesty means honesty in face, speech, and act. The clear example of such honesty is Imam Ali, peace upon him, who says, "By God, I do not persuade you to any obedience of God except that I have done it before you, and I do not prevent you from any transgression except that I have shunned it before you." The lowest degree of honesty is to tell the truth in all conditions. This means to be careful so that what we say complies with what is in our heart. For instance, if we say to God in daily prayer, "You alone do we worship, and to you alone do we turn for help," we should pay attention that we prefer God's commands over anything else. God says in Ayah 15 of Surah Hujurat that the truthful are the ones who believe in Allah and His Apostle and then never doubt and wage jihad with their possessions and their souls in the way of Allah. The foodstuffs that we have in Ramadan should fulfill the nutritious needs of our body. Therefore, they should include carbohydrates, fat, fiber, vitamins, enzymes, and minerals which are needed by the body. These substances should be taken in an orderly program between iftar and sahari, which is pre-dawn meal. Iftar shouldn't contain voluminous and heavy foods because the stomach has been empty for several hours and it shouldn't be loaded suddenly. It is better to break our fast with warm water, tea, and dates. A little soup would be a good choice too. Little liquid foods are recommended for iftar. However, dairies had better to be avoided in iftar. When the blessed month of Ramadan is in warm season and the time between iftar and sahari is short, dinner is an extra meal which is better to be avoided. Instead, it is better to have beverages and juices from iftar till dawn. As it was said earlier, fruits, salads, and vegetables are useful for Ramadan nights. In order to prevent thirst during daytime, it is good to take bread and other cereals which contain bran. This keeps the glycogen in the body at normal level and the person feels less thirst. Drinking too much water will cause weakness and stomachache and will lead to digestive problems. The blessed month of Ramadan is a good opportunity to liberate the self from the dominance of carnal and mean desires. It is the best time to taste the divine mercy through penitence. Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, had a very high degree in spirituality and irfan, that is Islamic Gnosticism, although he's famous mostly for his unmatched courage and uncompromising spirit against the enemies of humanity. The conspicuous characteristic in the Imam was that he always considered himself a servant of Allah and was a very God-fearing person. Imam Khomeini would say on the blessed month of Ramadan, This is banquet from God. This is a bounty and mercy from God, which he gives a weak and base creature to be able to ascend. Imam Khomeini always observed remembrance of God in his speech. During Ramadan, he used to spend his time in prayer and supplication. When he was in the holy city of Najaf, he would fast for around 18 hours while he was in his 70s. Moreover, he would have his iftar after performing the dusk and isha ritual prayers and even the non-obligatory, that is, recommended prayers of this time. During the days of Ramadan too, he would perform noon and afternoon ritual prayers with all their recommended prayers. And then he would recite the supplications after prayers and return home. This was difficult even for young seminary students. Thus, Imam Khomeini's behavior would have effective role in training young students and ordinary people. The Imam's successor, Ayatollah Khamenei, says on him, "The Imam usually had no meetings unless it was necessary, but after the month of Ramadan, when one saw him and he spoke to people in a meeting, you would understand well that he had become more luminous during this month. One would feel this. A nearly 90-year-old man would move and advance during this month. He was always moving, but in the month of Ramadan, more seriously,"